Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll begin with some team news ahead of Wednesday's visit to Elland Road when Newcastle take on Leeds in a 6pm kickoff. Newcastle are assessing fatigue levels within their squad after their recent COVID-19 outbreak. Defender Federico Fernandes has recovered from the virus, while Ryan Fraser is also available following a hamstring strain. Moving on, and Steve Bruce revealed two Newcastle players are not well at all after contracting coronavirus and warned the disease is not to be underestimated after laying low a couple of elite athletes. Bruce was taken aback by how quickly the virus swept through the club earlier this month, leading to the closure of their training ground for more than a week and the postponement of their match against Aston Villa. Well, defender Fernandes was one of a number of players infected, but as you've heard, he's in contention to play against Leeds after his latest negative test, and Bruce is hopeful Newcastle are through the worst of the crisis. He said one of the players who had coronavirus is back. That's Fernandes. He's tested negative, and I can say that because he himself revealed that he's had the virus, but he's okay now. Players and staff have had three negative tests in the past 6 days, so it does look as though we've overcome it, but we've still got two players in particular who are not well at all, and two members of staff who are still poorly. We're relieved that nobody else has got it, but we're also concerned about the members of staff and the two players who it's having a bad effect on. And finally, Newcastle were linked with Oostende forward Fashion Sakala last April after the Belgian Jupiler Pro League was cancelled due to COVID-19. The 23-year-old led his club in scoring with 9 goals last term. Through 14 games this campaign, he scored 5 and assisted 1. Well, it's now claimed that Newcastle have still got an interest in him. It's also understood that West Ham are tracking him as well. The report states that Sakala is hoping to make the jump to the Premier League at some point next year. He's in the final year of his contract, so it wouldn't cost Newcastle an arm and a leg to get him in next month. That's all for now. We'll have more later.